Oh.
Hello, Ralph. Is Master Paul Jones around?
This is me, Peggy.
Oh, Master Paul, I got the bestest news for you.
Well, I haven't got any good news for you.
Well, what's wrong, Master Paul? You sound like you lost your best friend.
The Marines have turned me down.
Oh, Master Paul, I know just how dreadful disappointments you are.
Worse than that. Think of having to face all the townspeople. Me, the one that's responsible for Creston only getting a tie for the championship.
But that's what my good news is about.
Huh? You mean...
I mean just this. Dr. Perkins got his bulletins back today, and they say he got a wonderful picture of you hopping along like a frog on a griddle. I'm making that touchdown the referee man took away from you.
Well, what do you know? Uh-huh. Did it show that I never touched ground when I got clipped?
Yes, it does, Master Paul.
That I kept from falling by straight arm and that big gimmick?
It shows that you were right and the referee was plumb wrong.
I bet we still won't be able to convince old man Beezer, the president of the conference.
Well, now, it had better.
I'd sure like to see those pictures.
Then couldn't we go over to Dr. Perkins this evening? I think I can sneak out of the house without Aunt Prissy noticing my absence.
Well, gee, I'd like that.
Can you be out, Master Paul?
Yeah, I'm all right now. Of course, I still have to walk with that blame crutch, but the canaries in my head are all gone now. Doc says I had a concussion of the brain.
Yes, I know. Butch, that mean, awful, hard, dreadful bully said he was glad the evidence had proved you had a brain.
Oh, he did he?
Uh-huh.
Something tells me that Butch and me are going to tangle again and soon.
Oh, please don't fight again for my sake.
No, last time was for your sake. This time I'll lick him for my own sake.
Oh, say, when do you go to New York to be on the radio?
Oh, the deal fell through. So I'm going over and be on the We Have Fun Hour on the Elgin station. Hey, Peggy.
Yes, Master Paul?
Do you still mean what you said the other night?
Well, what did I say the other night?
That you love me?
Did I say that? Of
course you did. I thought you meant it.
I did mean it, Master Paul. And when a Southern lady is so brash as to make such a revealing admission, then it's love. Real long-lasting love.
I'll meet you in the park after supper. The usual place.
And then we'll go see Dr. Perkins' football movie.
I don't care whether I see those movies or not, so long as I see you, Peggy.
Oh, Master Paul. Bye now. See you in the park.
Bye, Peggy. Much though I hated being turned down by the Marines for only being 16, I can't help but be glad to be around now that... Gosh, Peggy's wonderful. Now, ain't she?